When I use the term secular socialist machine, I mean that.
I grew up in a steel town, Butler, Pennsylvania, and those people are not racist.
I have a wife who genuinely loves to fish.
Pundits are calling this the great pool of oddball Republican candidates, but maybe that's a little bit too simplistic. Right now, no one is giving any of these Republicans much of a chance at actually winning, but that doesn't make them oddballs. It probably makes them long shots, if anything. Once you eliminate the presidential candidates who might actually get to the White House, all that's left may be the long shots, the no shots, and the oddballs. According to Matthew Kerbel, political science professor at Villanova University, long shot candidates are the ones who face seemingly overwhelming odds, but are still credible candidates.
Long shots sometimes come through. In 1976, for instance, Jimmy Carter was a long shot. He was able to win the nomination. Doesn't happen very often, but if you have the ambition and you have the drive, you could look at somebody like a Jimmy Carter and you could say it's worth going for it.
Remember, Barack Obama, that skinny kid with the weird name, was also called a long shot when he joined the race as a freshman senator from Illinois. And Ronald Reagan was seen as a long shot in 1968 and 1976 before he became the shoo-in in 1980.
America, go for it.
Long shots can win. It's rare, but it happens. And then there are the candidates who everyone seems to agree are no shots. And there are a lot of these kind of candidates throughout history. On the Republican side, there's Ron Paul. Here's Matthew Kerbel again.
His motivation for running wasn't necessarily to win. His motivation for running was to affect the agenda, hoping to be able to move the agenda in a direction that they favor. And I think you could make the case that somebody like Ron Paul was able to do that.
On the Democrat side, Dennis Kucinich, who ran for president in 2004 and 2008.
More people in this country have seen UFOs and I think approve of George Bush's presidency. And so, we're just getting started here.
I guess you could put Donald Trump into the no-shot category, except I really don't think that's where he belongs. I'd put the Donald and his hair into that third category, the oddballs.
I am really proud. I am really honored.
Remember Frank Nethkin? Of course you don't.
There's nothing wrong. Some people think I'm insane. That's their problem. I am not insane.
Frank Nethkin was the mayor of Cumberland, Maryland for 4 years, and that little taste of politics only whetted his appetite. He ran for Congress twice, ran for Senate once, ran again for mayor, and lost, then tried for county commissioner and city council, then he launched another campaign for Congress in 2007 before he announced he was running for president instead. How do we understand a guy like Frank Nethkin? Seems a little easier to explain Jimmy McMillan, the rent-too-high guy with the facial hair of an eccentric Papa Smurf.
Jimmy McMillan is like a body of a car. Jimmy McMillan is the engine of that car.
With facial hair like that and the trademark gloves, it's kind of easy to spot a man who loves attention and knows how to get it. But what about the others, like John Davis? John Davis is traveling the country in an enormous bus, vowing to visit every county in the country over the course of his campaign. Or Pat Robertson.
You know, I don't know about this doctrine of assassination, but if he thinks we're trying to assassinate him, I think we really ought to go ahead and do it. It's a whole lot cheaper than starting a war.
Why did Robertson run for president? Did he misread a poll? And it's impossible to talk about the also-rans in presidential history without mentioning Harold Stassen.
A powder puff or a pound of butter is to be classed non-strategic, and everybody agrees that all kinds of guns and heavy machinery are strategic. Then you come in between. What about a heavy farm tractor?
Stassen started as a long-shot candidate, a former governor of Minnesota who served in the Eisenhower administration. To this day, Stassen is the model of the perennial candidate that makes pundits everywhere shake their heads and say, why does he keep running?
The reason they run, no matter what, even if they're not a long shot, they have to have the ego, they have to have the supreme self-confidence that they and they alone are the best candidate for office.
That's David Johnson, CEO of Strategic Vision, a veteran Republican strategist. So there you go. I guess it's ego.
Some people like attention.
That's it?
Yep. Some people like attention. And there's no greater way to get attention than to put yourself on the biggest stage there is.
Again, Matthew Kerbel. Finally, in this breakdown of long shot, no shot, and oddball, where do you put Ross Perot?
We're the owners of this country. We don't act like the owners. We act like white rabbits that get programmed by messages coming out of Washington. We own this place.
You may think him odd, but Ross Perot led the polls at one point, and he was the most successful third-party candidate since Teddy Roosevelt. Perot made a lot of pointed criticisms about our political system, notably that politics is crazy. If this is a great pool of oddball candidates, as they say, I say, here's to the oddballs and the misfits and the long shots who might actually make it. May they run forever.
Long may you run. Long may you run. Long may you run.
Now, Neil,
at Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.